Welcome back to Right Side Radio. I'm JP alongside Amy Beth. Not currently Allison, but Allison normally. She had to step out. But anyways, we got a caller on the line. We got Jeff Rowe from Indiana on the line. Jeff Rowe, what's going on, man?
Going through Nashville like usual at this time.
Yeah, I was going to say,
at a slow pace.
Yeah.
Yep. I hate this place.
So Nashville is getting better.
Is it? Can you tell if it's busy extra just because of Election Day today?
No, these people can't drive 7 days a week, so it doesn't matter what there's an election or not.
I just wondered. Do you know what I'm saying?
I do. Yeah.
I mean,
oh, I know.
Is it raining? What's the day like up there?
No, it's not raining. It's about 33 degrees here right now, so it's a little chilly. But they didn't get any snow in Nashville, but we got pretty good snow this morning in Indiana. So it stopped off about Bowling Green coming down.
Y'all can keep that snow up there above the Mason-Dixon, please. Thank you.
I tried to bring you some down, but it just wouldn't follow me.
Please don't. The cold rain is enough for me. I'm good with that.
Yeah, especially driving in the, we got about, maybe 2 or 3 inches or whatever. That, we didn't even recognize it was even on the ground hardly, but in Alabama, it'd probably be a snow disaster if I have to pull out the National Guard for that.
It's true.
Well, what's on your mind today, Jeff Rowe?
You're talking about these hairstyles.
Oh, yeah.
I can see it becoming... if you got a law that says, you can't be discriminated against your hairstyle and everything, and you can't make you do anything, I would try the system. If I was it Pennsylvania, I think, that did it?
Yes.
Okay. If I was in Pennsylvania working for somebody, I would come in there with this, like a 3-foot-high fro with imprinted into the place I worked and then say, something derogatory about it. And if they couldn't say anything about my hair... they would have to fire me basically for something, and then I could just file a lawsuit against them and say, oh, I was discriminated because of my hair.
Yeah, like paint in your hair, my boss sucks, so then when you get fired, it's hair discrimination.
Yeah.
What are you doing? Yeah, hair. I see what you mean.
Yeah, and that's how I wear my hair, so that it would be, unless there's something against that, it wouldn't be illegal according to the law.
That's a great, actually. So... does the Crown Act apply to white people?
I don't think so. I think it's specifically for African Americans to not be discriminated against for their hair.
Oh, well, I could identify as black then.
There you go.
You can identify as
trans black.
You can identify as I'm trans black, of course.
Yeah, I think that is a thing.
Oh, it's a thing. I mean, this intersectionality is a whole thing. We know.
Well, I mean, Pocahontas, that's what she did and everything. So I guess if she can do it, I can too. I'm no better than a senator, am I?
Exactly.
Good night. Oh, it's ridiculous.
That image, though, I'd like to see Jeff with an afro. I wonder what that would look like.
Yeah. You know what? You need to capture his picture and then do that.
AI afro.
AI afro.
Yeah, I might have to AI something up there for long. It's starting to get thin. I might be looking like JP for long.
Jeff, listen, just bite the bullet like I did. Just get rid of it.
Just go for it. Trouble is I can't grow facial hair. I'm pretty bad at that too. So I'd be just a bald guy with a bald face.
Well, you can just draw a beard on the marker. It'll look good.
Well, there you go. I could put one of them ZZ Top beards on, maybe. Look like an old brother wore out there,
That is a good look. I think it's coming back a little bit.
What?
Oh,
the long beards and kind of scraggly.
To that I say, ugh. Ew.
I'm offended.
I don't enjoy them. But you know what?
Scraggly beards.
You do you. Anyway,
we might not hire you, but go do you.
Yeah, exactly. It's fine.
Well, Jeff,
I wonder if that applies for facial hair.
I know that's a good question.
It's a whole nother law.
Yeah, it's a whole nother law.
Beard, only if you're black.
The Beard Act.
Yes.
That's what they need
now.
Comb
it up over my face and look like Cousin Ed or something,
It's true. Well, Jeff, we got to wrap up the show. We talk about some Venezuela stuff here, but we appreciate you calling in as always.
You all have a good one. Thank you.
Too.
Thanks, Jeff. Where was he? I missed it.
He was in Nashville.
Bless his heart.
I checked on Daryl.
How was Daryl?
He's out there and he's alone, and I don't understand. Like, do you think he just is mean and nobody likes him?
I think he has visitation rights only on holidays.
Yeah.
They came in for Thanksgiving and they flew out.
The other goose was his teenage son going to his.
Yeah.
No, they got to go to their mom's for Christmas.
Yeah. They're like, oh, she's not as good of a cook as you are, Dad.
Bless it. He's standing out there just squawking.
Yeah, he's feeling feisty. I think he's missing his family, genuinely. I think they left him.
He's mourning something.
They flew the coop.
They flew. Gone.
Maybe there's one of those that got hit by a car.
Oh, don't say that.
Did you see one in the road?
No, but I mean, you don't know. Anyway, I think it has to do with duck goose visitation rights. That's what it is.
Goose court.
Duck.
Yeah. Goose. So, anywho.
Okay.
Venezuela.
In all for realness, we've got warships. We have Trump is holding, I guess it's already happened. He was holding a cabinet meeting at 2 o'clock, well, I guess 1 o'clock our time. Have we been on the Twitters to see what happened?
Yeah, there was an announcement at 2 o'clock, and it actually was unrelated, but I'll pull it back up because it was kind of an interesting announcement.
Oh. I thought it was like a declaration of war.
No, it was not. It was not that. But Trump did apparently have a phone call with Maduro yesterday, and he said it didn't go good, didn't go bad. He just said, you know, it was a phone call. But apparently Maduro was offering to stay in control of the military while stepping down from power, and Trump was like, no. And so Maduro was pretty much offering up a lot of stuff, like counter offers, and they were all shot down. So, and I don't know how old that clip was that Trump put up that Truth Social with the clip that we played about Maduro saying how Biden facilitated the Tren de Aragua migration into America. I don't know how old that clip is. Like, I don't know if Trump just kind of saw it on his Instagram reels and posted it or something, but I don't know. I think Maduro is definitely on the way out. Part of me thinks we won't even go to war because it's not going to be a conventional war.
No. It's Venezuela. Yesterday you said it was imminent.
I know, but military action and war, like, okay, well, I guess when I say war, like, we're not going to be in a quagmire against Venezuela, like the Middle East, like war meaning probably, you know, some airstrikes, and I don't think we'll see like conventional boots on the ground, I guess is what I'm saying. It'll be airstrikes, you know, stuff surgical until Maduro just feels the pressure and leaves. Or will Maduro just cave from the pressure and step down? I don't think that'll happen, but I guess it's an option. But I don't think we'll see, like, conventional troops on the ground war, I guess. It'll be missiles. And it's Venezuela, so we're kind of a little bit of a superpower against them. But Trump's announcement, by the way, was the Invest America Act. It creates a tax advantage savings account for every child born between 2025 and 2028. Starting with a $1,000 government seed, families can add to it over time, and the funds grow through long-term investing. It's designed to give the next generation a financial foundation from day one. So that was his announcement today.
Where are they getting that money?
That's a good question.
Tariffs probably is what they're going to claim.
But then they're also going to give everybody a $2,000 check if you make under $100,000, and we're cutting income tax.
It's a great time to be an American. I mean, who knows what's going to happen next? Can we, however, pause with the Venezuela situation? Do we think there's anything to what Maduro said about Biden helping to create Tren de Aragua?
Probably. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised.
I think that's an interesting consideration, because the more we learned about the CIA and the more we learn about the things that they do and don't, I think that's an interesting thing that he's like, hey, go look at the documents. I think that's an interesting part of the conversation. I have no idea what's going to happen. They've been in free fall since 2010. They've got bad economics. People are hungry. The elites are doing well. I mean, it's the same old socialist trope. So I don't know what's going to happen. But I do know that we at least have a president who's like, we're going to be done with the whole drug situation. So I don't really care what you think. This is how this is going to go. I think it's enough to make him fold. I do. I hope that nothing happens beyond, all right, I'm done, I'm out, he's out. Who's the other guy that Bolsonaro was elected rightfully, right?
I believe so. That's his name.
I don't know.
But is that So is this Trump just playing his game, doing his thing, or is this really?
I think it's Trump trumping.
Well, Trump is trumping, but also I think we've got a Secretary of State in Marco Rubio who's very hawkish, and Marco Rubio is also Cuban, and Venezuela and Cuba are buddy buddies, and he's got a beef with Cuba, so I think there's a lot of that. So a Trump is trumping for sure, but I think a lot of the folks in the decision-making roles are very hawkish against Venezuela. And I mean, like I said yesterday, I think a lot of it is rightfully so. But they're not interested in making any deals, I don't think. I think they just want Maduro gone. So I think it won't be, you know, boots on the ground. I don't think you'll see any troops going through Venezuela. I think CIA is doing boots on the ground, and then eventually we'll start seeing, you know, coordinated airstrikes.
This is going to be interesting. This is one of those nights where you just keep the TV on.
It's kind of close.
Keep the news on specifically.
Usually it's way over there.
Yeah. No, it's just right
over
here.
There, like an ocean over there.
Just around the corner.
It'll be more of a butt kicking than a war. Let's just say that.
I just
the like question
what
is,
Fry needs.
Yeah. The question is how much do we destroy Venezuela? I guess is the question.
But then does that trigger something here in the States?
Like Venezuelans
attacks.
That are embedded in. I hope not.
I think that's the only way they could fight back.
Yeah, the Trinidadians that are here.
Yeah. Apparently there's a lot.
Well, we'll have to go down that deep dive and see. I'm interested in what what he's talking about with Biden and the gangs. Literally, I'm very interested. Because I think that everybody would rather none of that come out. The only thing I appreciate about Trump, because I'm not for war at all, is that at least he is making his moves in public, whereas before they would just do it underhandedly, take him out and be like, oh, look, a new president over there. Here he's like, well, I'll surround you. So do you want to play ball or not? We'll see. I think he will get his way in the end without firing a shot. That's what I think.
I think we'll get our way in the end for sure. The question is, does Maduro want to go out guns a-blazing or not? Mm-hmm.
So he might. It's kind of exciting.
Not if you're Maduro.
But I mean, what is it for somebody like that? Maybe you do. But do you really just lay your arms down and walk away?
That's what I'm saying. I still see him stepping down. I don't know. Hopefully we don't have another Bay of Pigs situation.
Let's just, come on, guys, with the nonsense. Let's just stop.
Hey, I know we have to take a break. Silly breaks. JP, did I send you that clip of the AI Trump, the dad that texted his daughter?
Yeah, with Benny Johnson, was that
Can
one?
We play that?
Yeah, we can play that.
I don't think there's any bad words in it, but it's really, really funny. It might be inappropriate. Is it wrong?
I'll rewatch it in the break.
Okay.
And make sure.
Because I'm thinking that would be a fun, it's kind of been a heavy show.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we need something fun.
Yeah,
to wrap
be fun.
This up today.
And then would you rather?
Of course.
Please.
Should we go into Never Have I Ever?
Oh, gosh.
No, not yet.
Okay,
we're not
fine,
ready for that.
Fine. We'll be back.